Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 21st of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you are living lighthouses. You have to give everyone the Father's introduction and show them the way to their home. Question. As you progress, what direction are many souls going to receive and in what way? Answer. As you progress, many people will receive the direction, go to the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and they will give you knowledge for you to become princes of paradise. They will receive this signal by having a vision of Brahma. Generally, they have a vision of Brahma or Sri Krishna. Just as the part of visions took place in the beginning, so it will also take place at the end. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father asks you, children. He cannot ask everyone. He asks daughter Nalini, what are you doing here? In remembrance of whom are you sitting here? The Father? Are you sitting in remembrance of just the Father, or are you also remembering something else? Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. What else are you remembering? This is the work of intellects. We souls have to go to our home, and so we have to remember the home. Acha, what else do you have to do? Will you go home and just sit there? They have shown Vishnu with a discus of self-realization. The Father has now explained the meaning of that to you. The self, that is, the soul, had a vision of his cycle of 84 births. So that discus also has to be turned. You know that we go around the cycle of 84 births and return home. Then from there we will go into the golden age to play our parts. We will then go around the cycle of 84 births. Vishnu does not have a discus. He is a deity of the golden age. Call it the land of Vishnu or the land of Lakshmi and Narayan, or call it heaven. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in heaven. If you call it the kingdom of Radhe and Krishna, you are making a mistake. There is no kingdom of Radhe and Krishna because they are a prince and princess from separate kingdoms. They become the masters of the kingdom after their marriage. So they have shown Vishnu with a discus, but that is in fact your cycle. Therefore, when you sit here, you mustn't just sit in silence. You also have to remember your inheritance, and this is why there is this cycle. The Father says, you are lighthouses. You are walking and talking lighthouses. You have the land of peace in one eye and the land of happiness in the other eye. You have to remember both. Your sins are cut away by having remembrance. By remembering your home, you will go home. You also have to remember the cycle. Only you have the knowledge of this whole cycle. You have been around the cycle of 84 births, and this is now the final birth in the land of death. The new world is called the land of immortality. Immortal means that you are constantly alive, that you never die. Here, people die suddenly while just sitting somewhere because there are illnesses. There is no fear of dying because that is the land of immortality. Even when you become old, you have the knowledge that you will go and enter the palace of a womb. Now you go into the jail of a womb. There, a womb is like a palace. There, no sins are committed that anyone would have to have punishment. Here, people commit sins due to which they experience punishment. Then, when they come out of the womb, they begin to commit sin again. This is the world of sinful souls. Here there is nothing but sorrow. The name sorrow doesn't exist there. So keep the land of peace in one eye and the land of happiness in the other eye. Although you have been doing tapasya and chanting mantras, etc., for birth after birth, you did not have this knowledge. That is devotion. You are not shown the method there for becoming Sato Pradhan. No one knows this. They have just heard that God Sri Krishna says, renounce everything, including your body. These words are from the Gita that they read and relate to everyone. You are not asked to become like that. They simply read it, saying that this is what God said before he departed, when he came to purify the impure. It is just that they have inserted Sri Krishna's name in the Gita instead of that of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Sri Krishna is the charioteer. Does he need a chariot? He himself is a bodily being. Who gave him the name Sri Krishna? On the sixth day after a baby is born, they have a naming ceremony. The father is just called Shiva. You souls come into birth and rebirth, and so the names of the bodies change. Shiv Baba does not come into birth and death. He is always Shiva. When people apply a zero, they say Shiva. A soul is an extremely subtle point. When someone has a vision of a soul, he is unable to understand it. When you see a vision of a goddess, they would become happy. Acha, what then? There was no attainment, no meaning. They just performed intense devotion, had a vision, and thereby became happy with that. However, there is no question of them receiving liberation or liberation in life. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. This here is the path of knowledge. Here, people generally have a vision of Brahma and then of Sri Krishna. They would be told in their vision, go to this Brahma and you will go to the land of Krishna or to paradise. They can also have visions of Lakshmi and Narayan. It isn't that just because they received a vision they are in salvation. They just receive a signal. Go there. As you progress further, many will have visions and they will receive directions. The picture of your Trimurti and also the name of the Brahma Kumaris are printed in the newspapers. So they would have a vision of Brahma. By going to that one, you will receive knowledge of how to become a prince of paradise. Just as Arjuna had a vision of Vishnu and of destruction. The Father tells you how you have to become like a lotus, but you don't remain constant, and this is why the ornaments have been given to Vishnu. Why would deities need the conch shell, etc.? Speaking knowledge through your lips is called blowing the conch shell. The Father also explains the significance of the lotus to you. You Brahmins have to become like a lotus at this time. The mace is for conquering Maya, the five vices. The Father shows you the method. Constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. Follow Srimat and remember the Purifier Father. No one, apart from the Father, is the Purifier. The Father says, you all call out to me to come, because I liberate all of you from your bodies and take you to the pure world. So the Father comes and makes all souls pure from impure, because impure souls cannot go home or to heaven. The Father says, if you want to become pure, remember me. Only by having remembrance will your sins be cut away. I guarantee this. People call out, O Purifier, come, purify us and take us to the new world. So how will they go? The Father tells you something so straightforward. This is the Father's easy knowledge and an easy matter. He says, while doing your work, remember me. You may do your job, etc., and prepare food, but do that while having remembrance, and the food will be purified. This is why it is remembered that even the deities had a desire for Brahma Bhojan. Even these daughters go with Bhog to the subtle region, and a meeting takes place there. A gathering of Brahmins and deities takes place there. They come to accept the food. Before Brahmin priests take their meals, they chant a mantra. Brahma Bhojan is praised a lot. Sannyasis only remember the Brahm element. Their religion is separate. Those are limited sannyasis. They say that they have renounced their homes, families, wealth, etc., that they have renounced everything. They have now pushed their way in the cities. Yours is unlimited renunciation. You even forget this old world. You then have to go to the new world. While living at home with your families, it is in your intellects that you have to go to the land of happiness via the land of peace. You also have to remember the land of peace. You remember the Father and the lands of peace and happiness. This is the final birth of our many births. Our 84 births are now complete. From the Sun Dynasty, we became the Moon Dynasty, then we became merchants and then Shudras. Those people then say that each soul is the Supreme Soul and that no soul is affected by anything because each soul is the Supreme Soul. The Father says, that meaning of theirs is wrong. The Father sits here and explains the meaning of hum so to you. I, this soul, am a child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. First of all, I was a deity, a resident of heaven, and then I became a Moon Dynasty warrior. After 2,500 years were completed, we became merchants and then Shudras, vicious ones. We have now become Brahmins, the top knot. We are sitting here, and it is as though we are doing a somersault of 84 births. We have knowledge of this somersault. Previously, when people went on pilgrimages, they would make marks along the way as they somersaulted. Your true pilgrimage is to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You are spiritual guides who give this advice to everyone. Remember the Father and you will go to the land of peace. Sages and holy men, etc., all make effort to go to the land of peace, but no one can go there. Everyone, the whole lot, will go there together. The Father has explained that there are very few in the Golden Age, and then growth takes place. You are spinners of the discus of self-realization. The deities are not that. However, at this time, you have a war with Maya. In that war too, they go and seek refuge with the side they consider to be powerful. Whom are you now taking refuge with at this time? Both husband and wife say, I seek refuge with you. Mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. The Father of all souls is one. You are the children of that one. Sages and holy men are not that one. In that case, there would be many gods. Whoever sulks with his home and family becomes God. Many wealthy millionaires go and become their followers. Then they celebrate with impure food. They are Tamopradan human beings. Hindus don't even know about their own religion. The Father explains. In fact, you belong to the original eternal deity religion, but you have now become impure, and so you cannot call yourselves deities. That religion has now disappeared. People are so vicious and they have a criminal eye. A minister who came to Baba said, My vision becomes criminal. The Father now explains, Children become those with a civil eye. For as long as you have a criminal eye, you are impure. Consider yourselves to be brothers, and that criminal vision will end. We souls are brothers, and we are claiming our inheritance from the One Father. The throne of this soul is this forehead. This is called an immortal throne. An immortal soul is sitting on this throne. This body is a puppet of clay. A whole part is recorded in each soul. The Father says, I come after 5,000 years to give you children the inheritance. You know that you have come here to claim your inheritance of health, wealth, and happiness. In the Golden Age, you receive a lot of wealth. You become deities for 21 generations. None of them die until they reach old age. Here, people die suddenly while just sitting somewhere. Sometimes they even die in the womb. There is no mention of sorrow. That is called the land of happiness, the kingdom of Rama, whereas this is the land of sorrow, the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan does not exist in the Golden Age. So you will also keep this cycle of 84 births in your intellects and remain very happy. You know that you are going to become the masters of the new world, that is, the masters of the Golden Age. It says in the Gita, God speaks, O child, renounce your body and all bodily relations. Consider yourself to be a soul and constantly remember me alone. That one God is your true friend. All the plays of Ala Avaldin, the first religion, and of Hatamtai, bead in your mouth, are of this time. People now beat their heads so much in order for fewer children to be born. The Unlimited Father reduces this population so much. In the Golden Age, there is a population of just 900,000 in the whole world. There aren't this many millions of people there. All will go back to the land of liberation, the land of peace. This is a miracle. He lays the foundation of the one deity religion and destroys all the other religions. You have to make this cycle of 84 sit in your intellects very well. This is the discus of self-realization. It is not a discus for cutting anyone's throat. In the scriptures, they have said violent things about Sri Krishna. They say that he killed everyone with the discus of self-realization. So that too is defamation. They have made him so violent. You become doubly non-violent. To use the sword of lust is also violence. Deities are said to be pure. When you can become the masters of the world with the power of yoga, why can children not be born through the power of yoga? They would have a vision that they are going to have a child. Baba understands that he will shed this old body and then have a golden spoon in the mouth. You also understand that when you take birth in the land of immortality, you will have a golden spoon in your mouth. Poor subjects are also needed. There is no question of any type of sorrow there. The subjects do not have as much wealth or prosperity, but they do have happiness and a long lifespan. Kings, queens, wealthy subjects are all needed. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Together with staying in remembrance of the father, remember the cycle of 84 births in order to stay in happiness. Spin the discus of self-realization and make God your true friend. 2. In order to become doubly non-violent, change your criminal eye and make it civil. Practice, we souls are brothers. blessing. May you keep the Almighty Authority Father combined with you and become an embodiment of success. The children who are combined with the Almighty Authority Father have a right to all powers. Where there are all powers, it is impossible for there not to be success. If you do not remain constantly combined with the Father, the success will also then be less. When you constantly keep your imperishable companion, who constantly fulfills the responsibility of companionship, combined with you, success is then your birthright. Because success is always in front of and behind those who are Master Almighty Authorities. Slogan: true Vaishnavs are those who do not even touch the dirt of vice. Om Shanti.